In this bulletin, the federal government says Australians should not travel overseas due to the coronavirus. New coronavirus restrictions for indoor gatherings and aged care facilities, and the European Football Championship postponed until 2021. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia has upgraded its travel advice to the highest level for the first time because of the coronavirus pandemic. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australians should not travel overseas. Mr. Morrison says the biggest risk of spreading the disease still comes from Australians returning from abroad. He says there's no quick fix.
There is no two-week answer to what we're confronting. There is no short-term quick fix to how this is dealt with in Australia. The idea that you can just turn everything off for 2 weeks and then just turn it all back on again and it all goes away, that is not the evidence, that is not the facts, that is not the information, and it's not our way through this.
The federal government is banning non-essential indoor gatherings of more than 100 people. The limit for outdoor gatherings remains at 500 people. Essential gatherings are defined as airports, public transport facilities, medical facilities, supermarkets, malls, and the vast majority of workplaces. A general lockdown is not recommended, and schools will remain open for now. The Commonwealth Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, says the principle of social distancing is still paramount.
We know that there is community transmission. It is low level at the moment. And we know that the way to control community transmission is social distancing. Every state and territory chief health officer, plus our invited experts, plus our advisory technical committees, are united on our approach. Social distancing is really important to prevent, delay, transmission in the community of this virus over coming months.
Virgin Australia will suspend all international flights from March the 30th until at least June the 14th. It will also cut domestic flights by 50%. The federal government is giving Australia's airlines a $715 million assistance package due to the difficulties caused by the coronavirus. The government will suspend a range of charges that airlines are required to pay, as well as refunding those paid since the start of February. United States President Donald Trump is asking the country's Congress for a torrent of emergency economic aid to combat the effects of the coronavirus, including stimulus payments to individual citizens. Mr. Trump wants checks sent to individual citizens within 2 weeks. The amount each person would get is yet to be disclosed. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says millionaires will not be getting the payment. The entire economic aid package is worth about $1.5 trillion. Mr. Trump is urging people to practice social isolation for now, but says society will eventually return to normal.
I would just say enjoy your home stay. I would just say right now. We have to get this problem fixed, and then we'll get back into business really quick. We'll open up our country, we'll open up our society, the world will hopefully open up.
In football, the coronavirus has forced the postponement of this year's European Championship until next year. Euro 2020 had been scheduled to be held across 12 countries in Europe in June and July. Instead, the 24-team tournament will be held in June and July of next year. The decision has been taken by UEFA, European football's governing body. The UEFA president, Alexander Seferin, says postponing Euro 2020 could also give various European domestic club competitions time to complete their seasons, which have been delayed by the virus.
We think that postponing the Euro is the only chance to get a chance to the national leagues and to all the club competition to finish their competition. But also that is not sure for now.
We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 23 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 33. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 28. Hobart, cloudy and 24. Canberra, mostly sunny today, 27. Wollongong, sunny and 25. Sydney, similar conditions, 26. Newcastle, sunny and 26 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, a possible shower, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.